Ready?
I was born ready.
I can honestly say that's the best news I've heard all day.
Joe Torti Show.
Kind of reminded me of a dark, gothic Neil Diamond.
That's like exactly what I'm going for.
This is the Joe Torti Show.
What show are you listening to?
Joe Torti Show.
I'm trying to be patient, but you're making it incredibly difficult.
I can say big loud things. I can be demonstrative.
Can we just end this already?
Now it's time. The Joe Torti Show.
Yes, it is. What is going on, Philadelphia? Joe Torti here with you, 97.5 The Fanatic. And in case you've been living under a rock for the last 3 hours, there have been some enormous developments in the Philadelphia sports scene. The Philadelphia Flyers have taken down the Dallas Stars. They snapped the losing skid, and the Flyers look to get back on the right track, or the wrong track if you're in the Lose for Hughes crowd, as I'm sure a lot of people out there are. But beat Dallas. I'm going to harken back to this game if it turns into the Eagles against the Cowboys in the NFC Championship game. And I'm just going to remember, because, you know, people pointed out all the similarities between the teams, right? About how the Eagles accelerated the Sixers timeline, about how the Sixers changed the way that we thought about losing and draft picks and stuff like that in the city. So here's another thread. I'm just going to be totally confident in the Philadelphia Eagles' ability to take down the Dallas Cowboys, because remember the time that the Flyers took down the Stars 2-1. It's perfect logic. I don't know how you could possibly argue with that. But first, of course, there is the small matter of the New Orleans Saints to deal with. So we're going to get into that in a second. And of course, as always, if you're coming home from the game, if you watch the Flyers game, if you react and you want to react to it, you have wide open phone lines. This is your forum, 610-632-0975. But we've had a lot of time to kind of chew and digest this Eagles-Saints matchup. We know what the talking heads are saying. We know what everybody who is paid to pick these games is saying. And now the only thing that's left to do is play. Coming into this game, New Orleans has been sitting out for a week. They had the bye. I contend that they have not been playing well heading into the playoff. People have pointed out that, you know, blah, blah, blah. They didn't need the last game against the Panthers. They're still winning. And I said, well, it's different to say that you're winning games versus putting up 100 points in 2 weeks effectively when the Eagles last lost to the Saints, right? So I've been looking at some comparisons, and I think the stats, I've been trying to put, you know, words and numbers to it. And I think the stats would back up what we're saying here, what those of us who have been saying that the Saints have not been playing well, the numbers back this up. This is from John Clark of NBC Sports Philadelphia. Bearing in mind that the Saints did rest the starters the last game, here are the Eagles and Saints' respective numbers since they lost 48-7 in New Orleans. Eagles averaging 27 points per game, 382 yards per game. The Saints are averaging 21 points per game, 299 yards per game. Now remember, for most of the season, when the Eagles were scoring 21 points per game, how frustrating that was, and how you didn't feel like 21 points was enough to win games? Yeah, me too. So if the Saints have been playing that way since they beat the Eagles, if I'm a Saints fan, I'm not feeling tremendous about the way that my team's playing offensively. Defensively, the Saints have been locking it. So have the Eagles. The Eagles are half point worse than the Saints. Eagles defense allowing 19.5 points, 347 yards per game. Saints, 19 points, 334 yards per game. It's the same. Defense is the same. But offensively, the Saints have taken a big step back from that team that put up 48 points on your Philadelphia Eagles. There's a lot of reasons for it. There's a lot of circumstances behind it. It might not translate to Sunday. On Sunday, the Saints might come out, be totally fired up, and ready to attack the Philadelphia Eagles just like they did the last time that they matched up. But there is a little bit of a track record. There's a little bit of a reason to believe that the Saints have not been playing well. So two questions on the table first, as we look at this, right? Because we've had enough time to chew on this. Question number one. What's your biggest reason for confidence in this game? What are you confident will happen in the Eagles' favor? I'll go first. I am confident that despite the lack of production early on, and the first time that these two teams squared off, the Eagles are quite different, very different team than they were when the Saints blew their doors off. I am confident that offensively, the Eagles can at least keep up with the Saints. I'm convinced that the Eagles will have enough mismatches that they can take advantage of against that Saints defense that they will be able to score with the Saints. I am confident in that. The second question is, what gives you cause for concern? And what gives you a little bit of hesitation before just coming out and saying, you know what, the Eagles are going to win this game. Forget what the line is. Forget what the records are. The Eagles are going to win this game. I've got an answer for that, too. I'm confident that the Eagles will be able to hang with the Saints offensively, but I have been concerned a little bit over the course of the last 3 or 4 weeks with the game flow element to the Eagles. I'm talking about the way that they run the ball, and I'm talking about clock management. I'm talking about situation management, offensively and defensively. And part of it's on Doug Peterson. Part of it's on the personnel. Part of it's on Jim Schwartz. There's a lot of reasons for it. But as well as the Eagles have been playing, situationally, I have some concerns and questions. So something that gives me a cause for concern is if the Eagles play as well as the Saints do in the game, especially offensively, which, like I said, I believe that they can. It'll drive me nuts if the game gets decided because the Saints get an extra possession at the end of the first half and they score, or they get an extra possession that they shouldn't in the third quarter because of whatever, play calling, or in the fourth quarter, if the timeouts aren't managed properly and the Saints have either too much time or a whole extra possession, whatever. Those are the things that I get concerned with because I've seen the Eagles mess those up before. Simple question tonight. I mean, I want to get your reaction to what the Eagles have done so far, your prediction for the game, obviously. And I know that there's still time. There's still a couple of days. But I think that we've gathered enough information that if you're going to pick the game, you know which way you're going to go at this point. You're not waiting on any more injury reports. You're not waiting on any more additional information. This is the playoffs. You know what it is. What are you confident in that will go well? And what gives you cause for concern that the Eagles might not win this game? Your phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. It's your phone number to join the conversation. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. Grit E. Moose has already tweeted in saying, wait, you're not going to talk about the Flyers game? I absolutely am. If you were watching, if you were there at the game, you want to react and break down what we saw? Be my guest. 610-632-0975. Matt in Bethlehem leads things off. Matt, you're on with Joe Torti.
Hey, what's going on, Joe? How are you doing tonight?
Doing great. Thank you.
You know, I'm under the circumstance where two of my good friends are Saints fans, and I happen to watch a lot of their games.
Okay.
I'm not going to say I know the ins and outs of their team regardless. I do watch them. The only thing that scares me, and what you say your cause for concern, is mainly, I mean, the defense. I can't lie and say that our corners have been playing out of their minds, so we're going to shut down Drew Brees. Which, that just sounds illogical because he's a Hall of Fame quarterback.
Right.
But the only thing that makes me feel good about this game is the fact that, like everybody's been talking about pretty much the whole week, is that pressure. The front seven is honestly, like, they've been playing out of their minds where I can think that they can win a game, not the defensive backfield.
Right. So you're right about that.
Him, or what they said, the two and a half seconds, that's what they said earlier in the day. If you can get to him in that 2.5 seconds, man, I don't see why we can't win the game. Like, they have maybe 8 to 10 players. We have a pretty good roster. If you put them next to each other and you went name for name, you can really break it down and say the Eagles have a better roster than the Saints do. But I mean, that's my analysis. I just think that we got to get pressure on Breeze, and I mean, who knows? But I mean, my prediction, I'm gonna go Birds. Biased, it is, honestly, but I'm gonna say 27-24.
27. Okay, so that's not. Thanks for the phone call, Matt. Appreciate it. That's not a super high scoring game. That's obviously not the Bears game. And here's the thing. I know that, you know, week to week games are different game flow, and you never know how players are going to come out inspired or uninspired or sluggish or whatever. I've watched the Eagles beat the Rams and all that offense, and then Houston, who I thought was a very good blend of both offense and defense. And one of the more stifling defenses in the league in the Chicago Bears. They beat all of those teams. Bang, bang, bang. It wasn't always easy, and it wasn't always pretty. I mean, they beat Houston by 2. They beat the Bears by 1. There's no doubt about it. Like, the Eagles have done a nice job this season beating teams and taking care of business. That's why I don't know if I'm scared of the Saints. I really don't. Like, the Saints offensively, they have a lot of tools, but is it that much more overwhelming than what the Eagles have seen before? Regardless of how good the defense is for the Saints, are they dramatically better than even the Bears? I mean, the Eagles just beat the Bears. I don't know. I just think the Eagles are ready to play. I just think that they're ready to compete in this game. I don't think that they're going to be overwhelmed. I was reading a story about why Alabama loses and what it takes to beat a team like Alabama in college football. And one of the first things that somebody pointed to was that you can't be totally intimidated by the fact that that's Alabama. I don't think that the Eagles are going to be intimidated by the fact that, hey, the New Orleans Saints are the New Orleans Saints and you're playing in the Superdome or whatever. It's a veteran team, an experienced team. I don't think they're worried about that. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Eric in North Philly next on the Fanatic. Hey, Eric.
What's going on, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Hanging in there, man. It's time to talk Eagles. I'm sitting back thinking, right?
Yep.
Eagles use a different way to pretty much win all the time. If you look back at last year's playoffs, they won a close game against against Atlanta at the last minute with the defense. And sort of kind of like how everything happened in the same way, like it was a last minute field goal that they missed and
right.
You know, how we moving on. So this is what I got to say about the Saints. I need the defense to get pressure on the receivers as much as they can off the line, Joe. Like, I need this to be stressed. Like, they got to put a man. They got to, you know, in that 5 yards they got for the contact, they have to get a man. They got to get a hand on their receivers to stop the route, to mess up the route.
Yep.
To give the defense time to get to Drew Brees because he's trying to get the ball out within that 2.53 seconds. So if you disrupt the timing as much as you can, you know, some of them it might work and some of them might not. But as much as you try, it'll throw the timing off to get a defense time to get to Drew Brees. You know, and like I said, go ahead. No.
I was just going to say you're right about that because that's going to be the key. If he does get it out so quickly, you take away that as an option. Now, do you have a prediction for the game, Eric?
I don't. I just want them to play hard, go down there, and get it all, because you know they're in the dome.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they can do it, as long as Nick, you know, take his time. And I want him to play his game, Joe. Don't get me wrong. But where you can not squeeze it in so much, just try not to. You know, do your thing, but just, you know, stay focused. Let's go Eagles, man.
Yes, sir. All right, Eric. Have a great night, man. Appreciate that. 610-632-0975. That opens up a phone line. You can also weigh in on Twitter at Joe Torti at 97.5. The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing this evening. Before I forget, you might have missed the 8 o'clock hour. It was brought to you by Club Risque, the Delaware Valley's premier gentleman's club with 3 locations, Philly, Bristol, Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, it's clubrisque.com. So, we're talking, of course, about the Flyers to take care of the Dallas Stars in a nail-biter, 2-1. We're going to get more reaction to that game momentarily. Also, we're talking about the Eagles. Obviously, it's the biggest game in town here, or outside of town, coming up on Sunday as the Eagles take on the Saints for the right to head to the NFC Championship game. All of that and more. Your phone line to jump aboard is 610-632-0975. This is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5, The Fanatic.
Hey, who here can use $10,000? Trey, $10,000?
Oh, I could definitely use $10,000.
Bob Cooney, $10,000? In a heartbeat. Guess what? Xfinity Live Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be doing Philly Pretzel Factory's Double Doink Contest. What does that mean? Well, if you can replicate Cody Parkey's Double Doink, you can win yourself $10,000. But that's not all. Other prizes include a $50 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory for being able to kick a good field goal, a $100 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory for being able to clank one football off an upright, and for doing the official Cody Parkey Double Doink, Philly Pretzel Factory will give you $10,000 if you can clank a kick off the upright and the goalpost itself, just like Cody Parkey. And also, Xfinity Live will have a bar open for you, so come have a beer with the Fanatic Morning Show starting Friday morning at Xfinity Live. And also, enjoy some fine sampling from Philly Pretzel Factory.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
And we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello. Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah. Zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Phillies.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's Credit Connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Hello! It's Barbera's first sale of the year. Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
It's time to expect more from a diner. And that's just what you'll find at Andy's Diner. Breakfast, lunch, dinner, late night, and early morning. At Andy's Diner, it all starts with the ingredients. Everything on the menu is made from scratch and cooked to perfection. Andy's is already famous for their $1.95 breakfast specials, $5.95 lunch deals, and $9.95 dinners. And now they've upped their game with their weekend breakfast buffets, served every Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. until 2 p.m. Andy's even sharing his cooking tips and tricks with members of Andy's Pub Club. Join now and you'll also get monthly coupons, early information on upcoming events, and a chance to win a beautiful granite kitchen counter makeover. Sign up for Andy's Pub Club at any of Andy's three locations or online at andysdinerandpub.com. Raise your expectations at Andy's Diner, located in Conshohocken, Trevos, and Springhouse. Online at andysdinerandpub.com.
Tradition is a big deal in Philly, and today is the beginning of a new tradition, a better tradition, a day to come together for an epic party with strippers, tons of strippers, so many strippers that it could only be called Stripperpalooza! Delilah's, the Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse, is proud to present Stripperpalooza, the official after-party of Super Bowl Weekend with Mark and Trey of 97.5 The Fanatic. Delilah's opens at 9 a.m. Friday, February 1st, with a complimentary buffet, pig roast, drink specials, over 100 of the world's most beautiful showgirls, and Trey Thomas, your host for the festivities. But it doesn't stop there. See who will be taking home the belt during Delilah's Champagne Wrestling, refereed by Short Sleeve Samson. Admission to the after-party is complimentary for all attendees with a wristband. Delilah's Stripperpalooza! Friday, February 1st at 9 a.m. is brought to you by Coors Light and Jameson. Reserve your table for bottle service by calling 215-625-2800 or visit Delilah's.com.
Ocean City, Maryland is the hottest golf destination in the Mid-Atlantic, and it's just a short drive away with 17 championship courses, 10 miles of beach, world-famous boardwalk, excellent dining, and exciting nightlife. Spring and fall, two-night, three-day stay-and-play packages from $153 per person weekdays and $179 weekends. See why great golf is just the beginning in Ocean City, Maryland. Plan and book your next golf getaway today by visiting OceanCityGolf.com or by calling 800-4-OC-GOLF. That's OceanCityGolf.com or 800-4-OC-GOLF.
I'm Donna Coriel, owner of D2I Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey, announcing our first ever New Year's clearance event. Now through January 31st, get the best deals of the year on new and used Honda, Yamaha, KTM, and Polaris, ATVs, motorcycles, side-by-sides, wave runners, and more. Now's not the best time to ride, but it's the best time to buy. So now more than ever, go fast. Go now. Go to DHY Motorsports during the New Year's clearance event. 1300 Clements Ridge Road in Defford, New Jersey, or online at DHY.com.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone. At USPS.com/future.
Let's think about customization presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Liberty Mutual customizes your auto insurance so you only pay for what you need. So why can't more things in life be customizable? Why can't I buy Neapolitan ice cream without strawberry? Can't I just have the chocolate and vanilla flavors I'm comfortable with? Do people even want a fruity ice cream flavor sandwiched right between the classics?
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
Full contact sports betting is coming to Harrah's, Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book, opening in January. Come watch and wager on your favorite sporting events, including the big game. Harrah's, Philadelphia. Bet, party, win, repeat. HarrahsPhilly.com.
So we're at dinner, and my girl Jackie starts one of her hysterical stories. I laugh, and guess what? A little bladder leak. Now, nothing a period liner can't handle, right? But bladder leaks are different. So I tried an Always Discreet liner. It's made just for light bladder leaks, so it works better. It absorbs more to keep me fresh and drier, even when Jackie starts doing her thing. Honey, if you got light bladder leaks, you gotta try Always Discreet liners.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugel's, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
This is big. Hurry to Macy's for thousands of markdowns, like coats for the whole fam, 50 to 60% off. Take 65 to 75% off dress shirts and ties. How's this for big? Final mattress closeouts from Sealy, Beautyrest, and more, 45 to 55% off. And take 65% off clearance jewelry, now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings on sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/Star Rewards.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years.
He was in big trouble.
We're going to take your house, garnish your pay.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm, and rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau.
I don't owe the IRS anymore. It was because of Optima Tax.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-498-3622. 800-498-3622.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Join Anthony and Jason tomorrow from 10 to 2 as they broadcast live from the new sports book at Parks Casino, Pennsylvania's number one casino, close to anywhere in the Delaware Valley. Street Road exit off 95 and the PA Turnpike. For all things Parks Casino, click ParksCasino.com. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome back. Joe Torti, 97.5. The Fanatic. Dylan McKinnon is producing this evening. We're taking you up until midnight as the Flyers take down the Dallas Stars 2-1. And, of course, the Philadelphia Eagles' looming game in New Orleans against the Saints. Winner take all. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation on Twitter. It's at Joe Torti, T-O-R-D-Y, and at 97.5, The Fanatic. Let's go to Jill, who's leaving the game. What's going on, Jill?
Hey, Joe. How are you tonight?
Awesome. How are you?
Very good. It's, I gotta say, you know, I'm kind of on that train at this point of just kind of wanting the Flyers to get one of those really good draft picks, but it's also a huge breathing sigh of relief to be leaving a game that they're winning.
Well, yeah, they didn't do it 8 times in a row, so you must be the lucky charm.
It was a very beautiful thing, and you know, they looked pretty flustered in the first period still, which coming off of 8 games of losses, I'm sure gets in your head after a while. It's very mental at that point, I think. But, you know, it's like they got through that scoreless first period and kind of breathed like, all right, let's go out there and try to do this. And they did it. And I mean, Carter Hart standing at behind or in front of net. I mean, I love the kid. You know, he's young. He's got a lot to learn, but he looks great and he's already coming in the clutch very often. So very excited for our future with him. I hope they keep him up for the rest of the season and keep giving him ice time. So very excited about that.
Yeah, that's a good thing, Joe. And by the way, they did give him the helmet in the locker room afterwards as the MVP. So there you go.
Excellent. That makes me happy. It's good to know. And I did want to just touch on the Eagles a little bit. I'm not going to voice concern, but I do want to say what does make me feel, and I do have like nerves and concern as logically anybody would going into a big game like this against the Saints. But I do want to say my confidence in them is really mental because their mentality as a team, I think, is truly what carries them the way that as far as they go. I mean, you know, Nick Foles on the field, even when he makes mistakes, I mean, he doesn't sweat. He's calm, cool, and collected, and he just keeps pushing forward. And I think the team believes in themselves and believes in each other, and I think that's really powerful. And I think that that is what they're going to rely on beyond their skill and, you know, game planning in this game. So I'm excited to watch and hoping for a win.
Yeah, you and me both, Joe. Hey, thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. I think you hit on something, actually, though, because, you know, people call it Foles magic and they call it all this other stuff. It really is about how the team plays and the camaraderie and all of that matters. You can always tell when a locker room's in sync versus when there are problems bubbling underneath the surface, right? Like, think of the dysfunctional locker rooms across the NFL. Most of those teams are not in the playoffs. You think of the locker rooms that you hear about cohesion and players playing for each other and players calling each other family and everything like that. Chances are there's a lot of those teams still playing. So that really does, the Eagles have developed that over the course of the last, you know, 2 months or so. So I think that when people look at it and they're like, I can't explain why, you know, the Eagles are playing so much better. Well, I mean, besides the obvious, right? Besides the offensive line getting healthy, besides all of the weapons getting healthy, you know, Nick Foles playing really, really well, the defense stabilizing, the corners playing better. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, you know, outside of just, you know, rah-rah stuff. But I think that locker room bonding and camaraderie does play a large role in motivating the guys to go out there. And I know a lot of people say, oh, well, they're professionals. You know, they should be motivated like professionals. I mean, that's assuming that we've all walked into our jobs and we have been 1,000% enthusiastic and present for 1,000% of the time in our jobs. It doesn't happen all that often for people. Even when you're a pro athlete, I would think that at some point focus can slip or you start thinking about other things or whatever, and it takes something like what the Eagles have going right now to get you back to center and get you refocused. 610-632-0975 is your phone number. Let's go to Tony in Riverside next on the Fanatic. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Joe. How you doing, buddy?
Awesome. Thank you.
I was just watching the game, and you know, we're going to have to go up against Mario Davis this week, who's running around making tackles like Lawrence Taylor. He's not injured or anything. Is he 56?
On the Saints? I've got to look. I haven't checked their injury report.
And I was watching T.J. Williams, number 26, and he looks like he's easy to pick on. And I think that Foles can go up top to Jeffries with him, like just throw high. But all the guys that cover, 24, 26,
yep,
they all look small. Really small. Well, they're playing the Rams, and Cooper Kupp was still in the game, and the Rams are playing a lot better. But remember that game? It was like halftime, 35-14, and then the Rams came back.
Yep.
Well, they're replaying that now, and I'm like scoping every guy.
Uh-huh.
And I was just thinking one thing. You think Doug would ever try to say we win the toss, right? And then say, you know, we're going to take away. Thinking that they could be a little rusty having 2 weeks off. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Drew might come out and do a three and out. Or try an onsider, an Andy Reeder.
Oof. I would love
it. He got the ball, and then you get the ball first or second half, and if Foles just gets a field goal, it, like, all of a sudden, our momentum swings. You know
absolutely
what I mean?
100%. Tony, I'm with you. Thanks for the phone call, man. And you know what? It would be particularly nice if they did that against Sean Payton, because everybody remembers that Sean Payton kicked the onside kick to start the second half of the Super Bowl that the Saints won. So, I mean, there's always going to be room for a little bit of trickery and you know, sleight of hand when Andy Reid type teams are involved, right? When people from the Andy Reid tree are involved, including Doug Peterson, there's always going to be an element of perhaps surprise or suddenness or unexpectedness. So I wouldn't be surprised to see something like that. I might be surprised to see an onside kick to begin the game, but some little wrinkle, something like that, that wouldn't surprise me even a little bit. According to the Saints injury report, DeMario Davis is good to go. Haven't seen him on the injury report. The Saints injury report looks like this. Armstead, the tackle, was limited. Chris Banjo, the safety, was full. Bushrod, the tackle, was limited. Simi Cobbs, who's a wide receiver, was limited after not practicing on Wednesday. Ted Ginn Jr. was a full. Alex Okafor was a full. He's the defensive end. Andres Pete, geez, they've got a lot of offensive linemen on the injury report. Limited practice for Andres Pete with a hand injury. Ryan Ramczyk with a limited participation as well. Larry Warford, a guard, with a limited participation. So a lot of guys were limited today. We'll see what it looks like tomorrow. But, yeah, that's a lot of people on the offensive line to be banged up. One open phone line if you want to grab it now, 610-632-0975. Let's go to Chase, who's leaving the game. What's up, Chase?
Joe Torty, it happened! The Flyers won a hockey game! I can't believe it! I am just absolutely on cloud 11! Thank you for connecting, scoring a goal! Oh, Joe! Oh, my goodness! I feel like my dad came home, which he still has, and I was listening. It just, I know, it's depressing. Live my life for a day. It's awful. But anyway, the Flyers! Unbelievable! They gotta win! The Eagles look like a football team going into this game in New Orleans. Joe, I'm calling happy! And it's not blowing
so
okay when they're in, and I just feel great.
Hallelujah!
Yes, thank you, Brian Dawkins. Thank you so much. That's exactly how I feel.
Well, see, you know what, Chase? And that's the positivity I love. Because that is unbridled, actual, 100% not fabricated. And if you could just inject that into your veins, you'd be a happier person.
Get excited!
I admire Chase for that. I could use a little bit more of that.
Gosh, it went great.
6320975. I guess so. That is kind of a bummer that we haven't had more Doug-isms recently. He was like a drop a minute his first year here. I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, he got less droppy and more champion.
Come out.
I know. That's what ended up happening. We got to get that next to the Andy Reid one. I'm sure that's in there. While you get that dialed up,
I goofed.
Yeah, could literally be interchangeable. That's pretty good. Good work, Dylan. Not bad. Andy in Denver's up next on the Fanatic. Hey, Andy.
Here's my Doug Peterson job right here. We're gonna watch this film. We're gonna get some ice cream out back. I think it's some Haagen-Dazs. Everyone's happy about that. That was one of my favorites. Doug,
that was an awesome one. That's right.
So, yeah, I'm excited. We've talked before. I'm excited about the Eagles this week. I think one caller said it before. Nick Foles' poise when it matters is what is most impressive about him, I think, is like he seems kind of unflappable. Even if he throws two interceptions in the game like he did last week on fourth down with Golden Tate, sidearms that ball in there with a defender right in his face. Like, that's what gives me, you know, confidence going into the game.
Well, yeah, of course. I mean, you talk about a guy who has turned in, because he wasn't always this way. You talk about a guy who's turned into a cool, calm, collected vet. I mean, Nick Foles is as ice cold as it gets. He really is.
Yeah, and that is such a nice quality to have, because I feel like that's rare among quarterbacks. So, but as far as it moves forward, other than winning the Super Bowl, I still think we need to stick with Wentz. And I don't know if I've said this before, but I don't know. Can he dress? Like, I feel like he could play with this injury. And I know other quarterbacks have had similar injuries. And Doug always plays coy and doesn't rule him out right away. Or he says, you know, he kind of seems like he's leaving that door open for some reason, possibly for the week next week or the week after, if it were to happen. But, like, I don't –
Foles gets hurt in a game, I don't want to punt this game with Sudfeld. I think you can win with Wentz at 70%.
Well, Andy, you might be right about that. I don't know what they're doing. I don't know what their medical staff says. I know Doug said that it could be a 3-month injury from whenever it happened. So I don't know what that timeline leaves us. I do know that the beat reporters have been saying that they think that he's not on injured reserve simply just out of respect for him, and like that he doesn't want to be on injured reserve, but that he can't play. So, well, I don't know.
Well, I hope we win. I know the Eagles have a chance. The Saints have an insane offense, but I think our offensive line is playing much better. It's not even close to what it looked like in week 11 when
Agreed.
They played before. So that's going to make a complete difference in this game. So I think defensive line looks better. The secondary is gelling more. This is not going to look anything like week 11. And I think the Eagles have a shot. I think an 8-point spread is too much.
No, I kind of think so too. Andy, thanks a lot for the phone call, man. I appreciate it. I think when it comes to this Eagles team, there's going to be no such thing as a short or a big line. I don't think the Eagles are going to get blown out in this game. I don't think the Eagles are going to get blown out the rest of the way, no matter who they play, to be honest with you. Two questions on the table. First things first, what gives you confidence that the Eagles are going to be able to hang in and compete and win, potentially, on Sunday? And what's something that gives you a little bit of hesitation, a little bit of pause? You don't have to give both. If you have one that's way stronger than the other, feel free to weigh in. 610-632-0975 on Twitter. It's at Joe Torti and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Alex in Frankfurt's up next on The Fanatic. What's happening, Alex? How you doing?
Hey, let me get you off. Hey, Joe Torti, what's happening, sir?
Not too much, man. How are you, Alex?
I'm doing great. Great Flyers win to snap that streak. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
I'm excited. That helped me out because every time when I'm doing my lift hustle, that helps me out with the tips. So,
oh, okay, there you go. Nice.
I'm grateful for that. You know, good game by Carter Hart. Too bad we couldn't get the shutout though.
Yeah, that would have been nice.
Yeah, that would have been the icing on the cake. But hey, we gonna move on. We ain't gonna let that, you know.
Yeah, when you lose eight in a row, you're not necessarily gonna be crying about the shutout.
get what you can get and move forward. That's the way I look at that.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? But to talk about the Eagles, them points when you first came on and you brought those 3 points up, do you play baseball? Because you knocked that one right out the park.
Every once in a while, I get lucky. I run into one, Alex.
Yeah, you knocked that one out the park because it's really dependent upon how Dougie P, game plan for Nick Foles towards his strengths. I think we really need to contain Drew Brees and stay in his freaking face. You know what I'm saying? Stay in his face. I mean, then you can dial up the blitz. I think you dial up a little bit more, kind of keep like a real balance in there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like, well, I think it's going to be a big Fletcher Cox game. I really like if the Eagles are going to do well, I think Fletcher Cox could do some damage on the interior of that line.
Right. Yeah. We need this. Everybody just like be playing like, they're possessed. You know, that's the way I look at that because we got to take this momentum and use it for just that momentum. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Truck right over him, move on to the next. I mean, don't take him for granted. You know what I'm saying? But also too, like you was talking about, staying with them. Unlike the last time, where they trucked over us.
Right.
You know, we gotta let them know that like, look, we're the defending Super Bowl champs and we're just not gonna let you just run over us like that. You know, kind of like, I'm going to give you a real quick analogy and hang up, right?
Okay.
Like the Nutty Professor where Grandma and Cletus was arguing. He's like, come on over here, Cletus. Come on over here. You know what I'm saying?
Yes,
That's
sir.
The analogy we got to use. Come on over here, New Orleans. I got something for you. But you guys have a great night, and I'll catch you later.
All right.
Have a good one, Joe.
Same to you, Alex. Appreciate it, brother. Thanks for the phone call, man. I've got to say, I've been thinking about this game a lot. And I was thinking about the way that Los Angeles handled Lamar Jackson upon seeing him the second time. And it was like night and day. I'm not saying that the Saints took the Eagles by surprise that game. I'm certainly not saying that. That'd be irresponsible. The Saints lost that game because they were playing much better than the Eagles did.
and the Eagles were all banged up and everything else. But now that the injuries are less of a concern for the Eagles, offensive line is healthy, defensive backs playing better, everything else, and you've seen what it's like to play against the Saints this year at the height of their powers, the Eagles will be ready. Now, the scary part about that game is that Alvin Kamara was kind of a limited to non-factor in that win. The Saints didn't necessarily need him when you win 48-7. But the Eagles were focused on trying to limit Kamara, and at least that part of the game plan worked out, if nothing else worked out. This is just not going to be a blowout game, like especially because the first one was. Just the ebbs and flows of the NFL season, it's so rare that you see a team get boat raced and then come back and get boat raced by the same team later. It's just incredibly rare. And I don't expect to see it on Sunday. What gives you confidence about the game? And what gives you a little bit of pause? What are your areas of concern when it comes to the Eagles playing against the New Orleans Saints in effectively a winner-take-all game, right? I mean, I always love, is this a must-win? It's a must-win. You've reached the playoffs. You're in the official must-win territory every single week. So it makes the playoffs great. And I can't believe that we're having this discussion, despite everything that I said, about a team that beat the Eagles 48-7, and there's a lot of confidence. There's a lot of people saying that this is going to be a game that the Eagles should feel like they can win. 610-632-0975. Tommy in Riverside is up next on The Fanatic. What's going on, Tommy?
Yeah, another thing I wanted to say about when Fletcher Cox makes a sack, did you guys ever notice that he kind of politely puts the quarterback down?
Oh, yeah, he doesn't want to get the flag, you know.
Yeah, I know he doesn't want to get the flag. But can he just use his strong arm, Fletcher, just punch that ball out like Donald does? You ever notice Donald, every time he gets in there, he throws the one arm through, trying to get to the football, and if it don't, it hits him in the ribs. That's okay, too, because they're not going to call a penalty for that.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's a technique thing, for sure.
But I'd just like to see him be rougher, you know what I mean? As bad as he is, don't get me wrong, I think he's the baddest guy in the league. And, you know, remember that year Miller won the Super Bowl chasing Cam down?
Uh-huh.
I think he's good enough to do that. You know what I mean? Just punch a couple out. Man, we get a couple fumbles, run a couple in.
If he plays like Von Miller, Strolzy, I'm good.
Strolzy's going to have the Heine for them because he played there. He ought to know what, and with Jenkins playing there, they're just going to have to play man-to-man. You can't play zone. I just heard Troy Aikman say, when you play zone against Tom Brady or you play zone against Drew Brees, they tear you up.
Usually.
Right now, the score is 38-35. Remember this game?
But anyway, the Rams game? Yeah.
Yeah. They're showing a replay on...
Yeah, well, those are good
what
memories.
What I'm saying
Tommy.
Is, I'm looking at guys and thinking, you know, they got to stop that guy, Mario 56.
Yeah, DeMario Davis. Yeah, he's a tackling machine.
Who do you think would be good to put on him?
It's a great question. And thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. I don't know what their scheme is going to be for that guy. But I do know that he's just been racking up tackles all over the place. I mean, that is a guy who is a potential wrecker on defense. And then, of course, on offense, it's Michael Thomas. Whew. It's not going to be easy. Look, you're this deep in the playoffs. There are no bad teams left. There's really not. I mean, you can say that there's varying levels of there might be elite teams left and non-elite teams or whatever, but no, nobody's bad who's still left in the playoffs. So it's not to say that the Eagles should feel great about this game or that they should feel just dominant and that they're going to totally steamroll New Orleans, because New Orleans wouldn't be here if they weren't a good team, but New Orleans is not playing well. They're really not. I mean, I've pointed out their schedule, I've pointed out some of their stats, and compare that with the Eagles, who are literally peaking at the perfect time. Oh, they only beat Chicago 16-15. Well, for the record, it looked for a long time that Chicago would be the NFC's representative in the playoffs, all the way through the Super Bowl. So for the Eagles to beat that team, no matter what it looks like, they should feel really confident in their ability to hang with anybody the rest of the way. 610-632-0975. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti, and at 97.5 The Fanatic. Two questions for you this evening as we work our way towards midnight. First, what gives you confidence heading into the Saints game? Knowing what you know and having all the information in front of you, what gives you the confidence to know that the team's going to stick with them? And if there's anything, what gives you a little bit of pause? What stops you from coming out and saying that the Eagles are absolutely going to win this game? 610-632-0975. It is the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sunday, Birds fans reunite for our 97.5 The Fanatic Beat the Big Easy Pep Rally and Watch Party. Live from Sugar House Casino. The Pep Rally starts at 4 with Devon Givens and Bob Cooney hosting our pregame show till kickoff. Then at 4:40, it's the official 97.5 The Fanatic Watch Party with Andrew Salchunas, Bob Cooney, and Tyrone Johnson.
The countdown is on.
Watch the game on Fishtown Hop's huge 10x10 big screen. Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lights, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. Plus, there's always plenty of free parking. If you can't be in New Orleans this Sunday rooting the Birds on to the conference finals, be at Fishtown Hops and Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. It's the Beat the Big Easy Pep Rally and Watch Party, only at Sugar House Casino and from 97.5. The Fanatic.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico. Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the ... response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Vidian Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram is welcoming 2019 with incredible deals on Ram Crew trucks. Visit Vidian in Newtown Square and drive away in a beautiful new Ram Crew cab for only $299 a month. The Start Something New sales event has come to Vidian in Delaware County. Check out Vidian.com for details. Born of steel, sold on Westchester Pike, and available 24/7 at Vidian.com. 24 months, 10,000 miles per year, $3,499 down, plus tax, tags, license, and acquisition fees for well-qualified and returning lessees. Offer expires 1/31/2019.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Oh, what a great audience. Let's dim the lights for this next one. Oh, too much. Ah, there it is. Gotta get things just right. Like Progressive's Name Your Price tool. Tell us what you want to pay, and we help you find coverage options that fit your budget. And now, the mood is right. Wait, the lights are back on again. Trudy, can you? And now it's completely dark.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, Who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Ring in the new year with big savings at JCPenney. This weekend only, get up to 60% off select denim and tops for her, coats for the family, home items, and more. Hurry in and stock up on your favorites. And don't miss your chance to take an additional 50% off select clearance prices, already reduced up to 80% off. A sale like this won't last long, so don't wait. JCPenney, style and value for all.
Offers valid 111 through 113. Clearance offer valid 12 through 113. In-store only. And exclusions apply. See store for details.
Yo, we driving, yeah. We living our best life, and my car smells fresh.
Yeah,
but
boy,
we weren't always driving. It was you, girl.
Told you so.
Who pointed out that smell?
That's right.
Now it's all fun. The odor's gone. Fabrice car works so well. Come on, keep driving. Keep driving. Let's go.
Oh, boy, your car smells
Fabrice
nice.
Car, yeah, yeah. Let's go.
That's right.
No more odors in my ride now. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, we made it so
Fabrice
nice.
Fabrice car, keep riding. Let's go. And now the world can say.
This is big. Hurry to Macy's for thousands of markdowns, like coats for the whole fam, 50 to 60% off. Take 65 to 75% off dress shirts and ties. How's this for big? Final mattress closeouts from Sealy, Beautyrest, and more, 45 to 55% off. And take 65% off clearance jewelry, now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings on sale prices, exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Geico presents Unhelpful Home Improvement How-Tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
The kitchen calendar may say 2019, but if your kitchen's more like 1992, come into the Home Depot for up to 30% off appliance special buys, like a four-piece stainless steel Samsung kitchen suite, now just $2,978. More than $2,000 off a Samsung fridge, gas range, microwave, and dishwasher. Better mark it on your new calendar. Up to 30% off select appliances. Now, at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details. Electric range available at extra cost. Valid through January 23rd.
Don't be left out in the cold this winter season. Xfinity Live is bringing you over 150 craft beers from over 75 breweries, all in one place to warm you up this winter. Join Victory Brewing Company, Terrapin Beer Company, Leinenkugels, and much more at Winterfest Live on Saturday, January 12th. Come for the brews, stay for the live music, games, prizes, giveaways, and much, much more. VIP and general admission tickets are available now. Head to XfinityLive.com and get your tickets today.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And
we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the no-down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach, tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach!
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For three decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Hello!
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
97.5, the Fanatics, Barzetta, and Trey are hosting Super Hole Weekend. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. Brought to you by Armor Metals, Steven Singer Jewelers, and Harris Philadelphia. Full contact sports betting is coming to Harris Philadelphia. The area's best sports wagering experience will be at The Book. Bet, party, win, repeat. Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back, Joe Torti Show, 97.5, The Fanatic, taking you up until midnight. This is our extended segment, so phone call heavy. If you're on the line right now, or you climb aboard right now. 610-632-0975. It's guaranteed that you'll be in before the next commercial segment. That's from me to you. That's a special New Year's gift a week plus into New Year's. 610-632-0975 once again, and it's at Joe Torti at 97.5, the Fanatic, to climb in. As we're discussing the Eagles, and of course the Flyers game as well, if you want to react to that. Two things on the Eagles, right? Saints game coming up on Sunday. Obviously, there's still one more day of practice that you need to look at and everything else. But based on everything that you've seen, what do you think about the game? What gives you confidence that the Eagles are going to play well? And what are some areas of concern where you're not quite sure that they're going to be able to impose their will on the Saints? What are some things that could go wrong? Alex in Bethlehem leads things off on the Fanatic. What's happening, Alex?
Hey, Joe. Hey, I want to start with kind of what concerns me about this game.
Okay, sure.
First of all, the home field advantage that the Saints have is pretty pronounced. And, you know, if they were coming up here, I would feel a lot better about the game. I'm worried about the noise. I'm worried about that crowd down there.
Mm-hmm.
It gets crazy down there.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course. I mean, they talk about the home field advantage that the Saints enjoy. I mean, the Superdome's no joke. I mean, it's loud. It's a passionate fan base. The team plays really well there. The team's built to play there. I hear you, man. That's an area for concern for sure.
You know, like, I feel like we last time we talked about, okay, the way to beat the Saints is you want to control possession, control the ball. The only that sounds great on paper. The only problem with that is that the Saints have a pretty strong run defense if I'm not mistaken.
No, they do. You're right about, especially statistically, Alex, and I haven't watched enough of the Saints to know for sure. I know they've got some really good playmakers, obviously. I've seen a couple games, but mm-hmm. I don't know if it's because early on in the season, they were beating everybody by a million, so nobody was trying to run on them. You know, I don't know that for sure.
Right, so I was thinking that same thing. But you know what? Hey, look, to be honest, I don't want to sound like I'm down. I am feeling good about this game, because to be honest, Eagles are playing better football than the Saints. I think both road teams in the NFC are playing better than the home teams. You know, I think mm-hmm. the Eagles and Cowboys are kind of mirror images of each other going into their matchup. The Cowboys, though, are playing out in L.A., which is not in fact, that'll be a home field advantage for the Cowboys. Probably.
Sure.
But I think both road teams have a good chance this week, Joe. So let's keep it going. Let's get behind these guys and, have fun with it.
Yes, sir.
Ride the birds on the money line. Have fun with it. Put $30 on it.
Well, okay. As long as it's just $30, Alex. Thanks for the phone call. Man, oh, man. Tell everybody to ride the birds on the money line. There's going to be a bunch of kids wondering why they're not going to college if something goes wrong. Got to be careful. I don't want to give out irresponsible advice. 610-632-0975. However, I will say I'm confident in the Eagles' ability to at least keep this close at bare minimum. And I have wondered about that. I've watched the Saints. I know they're players. I haven't been as in on them this year. And I know that they're a little bit banged up too, but inside, Sheldon Rankins, Cam Jordan, really good pass rusher. DeMario Davis, the linebacker, cleans everything up. They traded for Eli Apple. You know, there are guys out there that you've heard of. The strong safety's Kurt Coleman, which you probably can't believe, right? Because you watch Coleman go to the Panthers and do damage. And now he's the starting strong safety on the Saints. He's starting over Von Bell somehow. Probably sick of seeing Kurt Coleman on other teams doing stuff. That's what I would assume. They're a good defense. There's no doubt about it. They are a team that will, I think, control the line of scrimmage against most teams that they play. But that's where the strength of the Eagles' offense has been over the course of the last month, is the offensive line really rounding into form and being able to impose their will on whoever they play. So that's going to be a matchup that I have circled 100%. Who wins in the trenches? I know it sounds cliche and it's something that you could say every week, but when it's such a key to the Eagles' success, it's something that we have to take a note of. Let's go to Scott in Barrington next on the Fanatic. Good evening, Scott.
Brother Joe, what's good with you, man?
How you doing, man?
Good. Chime in before I head into work tonight. If I may, I want to say, hello to my man, Frank, security guard here where I work at. It's my man. He listens to the radio station every once in a while. But, Brother Joe, with this game coming up, the thing, like the last call, the thing that concerns me, I'll start off with that. You said the noise, and I don't think we will. But I know a lot of fans are calling a blitz, blitz, blitz. We cannot do that because we've seen all his career. Drew picks up on that blitz.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm not mistaken, my stats could be wrong, but I think him and Nick Foles are two of the quickest guys to get the ball out of their hands, if I'm correct. But
yeah, this season they have been. You're right.
Yes, and what I feel good about, me and a guy was talking today on the train, yeah, we've got a bunch of young guys, but they've had experience. We played the Rams, the Bears, and the Texans. Number two, and again, nothing against Carson Wentz, the same guy I was talking to on the train about starter quarterback controversy. I'm not. He spreads the ball around. That last game, it seemed like they were zoning on Ertz because that's who Carson Wentz goes to, spreading the ball around. And, again, we have Spoles on offense. They've gotten Golden Tate involved. That was when we played him the first time, was when everybody was Golden Tate. Even the offensive coordinator said, we don't know what to do with Golden Tate.
Right.
Yeah, when he said that, I was just like, oh, God. But things have changed now, and this is a different team, bottom line, Brother Joe, coming on that field. So I'm just ready for it, Brother Joe. I'm just chopping at the bits. No, it's not going to be easy, but what gives me confidence, again, we've beaten the Bears, had a good defense on their field, Rams, and the Texans. So Brother Joe, that's all I have to say, but I'm out. God bless. Peace.
All righty. Have a great day at work, Scott. I think you're right about a lot of things that you brought up there. In particular, the fact that Golden Tate being integrated is something that it can't be overstated. How important it is to get him involved and get a return on that third-round pick that you traded away in order to bring him here to Philadelphia. We haven't even talked about Birdgate, which, of course, you know, you got Malcolm Jenkins flipping off Sean Payton in the middle of the game. You got the Darren Sproles factor and his history with New Orleans. There's going to be a lot of beyond just the standard bad blood, like this team beat the crap out of us not long ago. There's going to be a lot more besides that. I'm not saying that Darren Sproles has ill will towards the Saints. I am saying that Malcolm Jenkins might, despite the fact that he said some, you know, nice things after the game, whatever. I don't think that he's forgotten about what happened. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast. A couple of open phone lines. Grab those now, 610-632-0975. At GCobbs26 tweets in, Greg K, my biggest worry is the Eagles' ability to attack the slot. I think if the Eagles can attack P.J. Williams and Eli Apple, they'll have a great shot of winning this game. Well, that kind of falls right in line with talking about Nelson Agholor and Golden Tate being incredibly important in this game plan. Because I just don't know. I know Alshon Jeffrey consistently in the playoffs, as long as he's been a Philadelphia Eagle, has shown up and delivered. He has a big game. It seems like every single playoff game, he has a big game. I don't know for sure if he's going to be able to have that same kind of big game against the Saints. I would assume that Alshon Jeffrey is near the top of the scouting report in terms of slowing down the Eagles' pass offense at this point. And I think that the Saints typically have been a team that's been pretty good at taking away your strength and what you're best at. So it might be on these other guys to step up in this particular game and make a play. Agholor, Tate, etc. We'll see. 610-632-0975. Grab those phone lines while you can. Chris in Williamstown is up next on The Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
You know, Joe, I just hope that that wasn't kind of something to be foreseen, that, you know, hey, maybe Sean Payton had the book on Malcolm Jenkins. I hope that's not the case, man. And I hope that motivates him to come out and play better, too, because I think Malcolm Jenkins needs to step up big time. You know, he's going to be probably covering either Kamara or you know, he's going to be probably locked on Kamara. But you can't have, you don't have four Malcolm Jenkins back there in that backfield. That's the only issue. Like, you have to hope that, and see, here's the thing. I disagree with people who say don't blitz, because look, you can't give him enough time to sit back there and get people more time. You need to take a chance and blitz him and make him make that pass on the fly, and hope that your defense can either come up or he overthrows it and you get lucky, because I think that's the only way you're going to, you know, get those three and outs that you need on defense. I think that's the key.
Well, and Chris, if Malcolm Jenkins, and I think you're right, by the way, if he's locked on Kamara and you have Malcolm Jenkins, you're taking him out of, you know, pretty much safety play in order to man up on Kamara, and they move him to the other side of the formation and Jenkins goes with him, you're letting Michael Thomas go and do Michael Thomas stuff on the other side. And I don't like that. I don't think that that's a recipe for winning for the Eagles.
Yeah, it's a recipe for disaster. I mean, and they got a couple other guys who are not, like, you know, anything special, but they can make catches, and you got to be worried. Now, look, if you have a running back that steps up, like, every week it seems like it's a different back stepping up. But including with the fact that, you know, I think Doug Peterson, when Doug Peterson looks at Nick Foles, he sees himself so much. And I think that's what makes it so intricate, the way these two work, is that, you know, he can kind of relate to Nick Foles a lot more because they're one and the same. You know, Foles was drafted a little bit outside of his era. So we're like, you know, you look at a guy like Carson Wentz and he doesn't know what to do with a hybrid quarterback like him. Like, and he's still, I think he's still learning his ways, but Frank Reich helped. I think we're going to see how much Mike Rowe has grown from the beginning of the season till now, too, this coming Sunday.
Yeah, I
think
so. That'll
be what I'm watching.
I'm with you, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. Appreciate it. Because a lot, you haven't heard much since Mike Rowe came out and said we're having trouble integrating Golden Tate, you know, everything else. You know, we haven't heard a whole lot since then. I mean, to me, no news is usually good news on the offensive coordinator. If you're not noticing that they're, you know, messing stuff up, most of the time, when do you notice the offensive coordinator, right? It's pretty rare that you point out, wow, that was just a genius play call by the offensive coordinator. Now, we've gotten used to it here in Philadelphia because, you know, Doug Peterson has effectively been the offensive coordinator. He calls the plays and he calls the shots. But oftentimes, like, seriously, with that play call, that was a garbage play, blah, blah, blah. We've heard that across the NFL. So the fact that no news on Mike Rowe has come up, that's, I take that as good news. 610-632-0975. On Twitter, it's at Joe Torti at 97.5 The Fanatic. And of course, you can weigh in on any Sixers, Eagles, Flyers, and of course, Phillies topic. But the questions I have tonight, as we're taking the show up until midnight, two things. One, what do you think is going to happen in this game on Sunday? What's your prediction? How do you feel about it? Second thing, what gives you confidence that the Eagles are going to play well? Third thing, what are some areas for concern for you as you take a look at the matchup? Answer all, answer one, answer two, whatever you want to get into here. I want to get your thoughts on the game against New Orleans. 610-632-0975. Tommy in Philly's next on The Fanatic. Hey, Tommy.
I was just thinking, if we can get them off of their normal, you know what I mean, like with some kind of trick play early.
Yeah.
I told you, and like get the onsider.
Oh yeah, you called earlier this show, Tommy.
Yeah,
I
got you. You didn't let me finish. I wanted to tell you one more thing. Ingram has fumbled four times in the last five games. You know what I mean? So. That's
yeah.
Something you got to tell Malcolm Jenkins, too, you know?
Yeah, it's the truth, man. Hey, sorry, Tommy. I appreciate the phone call, man. Typically, we don't have people coming back on the show. And, you know, I didn't think you were making good points, but it's just typically the way that it works is that we've got to keep callers to amount of time. Yeah, it's okay, Dylan. You got to keep callers to a certain amount of time or else the bosses get upset. And I'm not interested in upsetting the bosses. So that's kind of the way that works. So sorry about that. That does open up a phone line, though. It's 610-632-0975. Here's one of the things we haven't talked about. And by the way, for the record, if you've been calling in and getting dropped before you even get on the air, I don't know what Dylan's doing back there, but it's a full-on mess.
My bad.
Like, normally I'm singing Dylan's praises, but he has been a disaster today. An uncharacteristic disaster. So call back. Dylan will apologize to you. And then we'll try to get everything squared away. All right? To think that you know. Like, normally, this operates as such a well-oiled machine. And yet, now, just this. I'm watching Jill got dropped off. Chris got dropped off. I expect a higher standard from Dylan McKinnon. The D-Train normally gives me such encouragement when he's steering this ship. Something like that. It's all right. Now, the good news is that Dylan's built up so many good graces with me that it'd be hard for him to actually mess that up. So I'll keep him for now. Not quite on double secret probation. Chris, I'm sorry you were treated that way by the producer. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
Doing great. Thank you.
So I'll just start it off with something that I feel bad about the game. You know, towards the end of that Bears game, I was getting so frustrated watching Avante Maddox just double move after double move.
After such a good first half, too. I thought that he was going to have three interceptions in the first half, and then in the second half, he's biting all over the place.
Yeah, exactly. He bit everywhere, and you know, that last drive, it scared me to death. But, you know, what I feel good about, you know, we're a completely different team from when we played them week 10 or 11, I guess mm-hmm. it was.
Yep.
We're a totally different team, and I'm sure it's been mentioned, but, you know, I saw the other day, you know, the Jets back in 2010, they lost to the Patriots 45-3 in December and knocked them out of the divisional round. And I truly think that's something we can do, you know, with the way Nick Foles is playing, with the way this, you know, both sides in the trenches are playing. I have a really good feeling about it. You know, I think the Birds win something like 24-20. You know, it's going to be a close game, nail biter, but I think we're going to pull it out and keep this drive going.
Chris, I think if the score is 24-20, no matter who it is, thanks for the phone call. That is a positive for the Eagles. The higher this score goes, I truly believe that, because people have said, oh yeah, the Eagles can run up the score with anybody. I think that the Eagles' offense has been really good, and I think that they have the ability to keep up with a lot of people. Eagles would prefer that this game stays lower scoring. I believe that. Based on the way that the Saints have been trending over the course of the last several weeks, considering the fact that there's rust to account for, they've had a week off. If this team comes out just clicking on all cylinders, that's not great for the Eagles. No, the recipe for success for the Eagles in this particular matchup is the Saints to have a slow start. 7 first half points or something like that, and you're seeing a lot of drives that look like they're going somewhere and they stall out around the Eagles 40 or something like that. You know, if there are fumbles, if there are interceptions, if there's a muff punt, stuff like that, that just wrecks drives. And even if the Saints are playing well or should expect to be winning, those little mistakes are undoing them or whatever. The Eagles have been on the wrong side of that in the past, where the Eagles should have been dominating games. And because of those self-inflicted wounds, whether it's penalties or turnovers or whatever, or just bad red zone execution, haven't been able to run up the score early on like they might have hoped. If you keep the Saints low scoring in the first half, that's absolutely 100% the key. Even if it's a 7-7 game at halftime, that's still an Eagles win, especially on the road. So just something to consider. 610-632-0975. Ben in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. What's up, Ben?
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
How you doing?
Good. It's first time in a long time. Love the show.
Oh, thank you, man.
Thanks. So I wanted to honestly talk about how do you really think that the Eagles are going to hold the Saints to less than 20 points? Honestly, the Cowboys did a really good job at their home. They rushed 6 a lot, optioned the outside linebacker along with the safety, along with the middle linebacker up the front, up the middle. But I was just curious to see how you think we're going to be able to hold them to 20 points, because I don't see it. I bet the Eagles will win the Super Bowl when right before the playoffs, and I'm thinking about hedging them right now because I'm not really that confident. How do you think that we're going to hold them to a certain amount of points?
Sure. I think that part of it, Ben, is that the Eagles' defense is doubtlessly playing better than they were against New Orleans the first time around. There's no doubt. But the other part is that we've seen, when the Eagles have played against teams that they have a healthy respect for, we've seen them, even offensively, take the play clock down and snap everything under, you know, 6 seconds and stuff like that. I think the key to keeping a team like the Saints from getting into the 30s is shortening the game like that, taking care of the ball, not giving them extra possessions, and then just on every drive, it doesn't need to be a 13-play drive that kills clock, but if they're just smart about how they manage the time, I think the Saints have fewer opportunities to score in the 30s.
Yeah, I'm just really missing Jim Johnson right now, to be honest. Like, I loved his blitz packages, and I really wish I could see his coaching with this defense itself. Like, it would really be something special.
Yeah, it really would be. Do you have a prediction for the game if you're not confident, Ben?
Yeah, I think we're not going to do so well. I'm hoping that you're right, that they can go off to a slow start to where then we have a possibility, but we're going to lose by more than 14 by for sure.
Wow, more than 14. Ben, thanks for the phone call. D-Train, your thoughts. More than 14?
I would say no.
Okay, all right. I don't know. Like, I'm looking at the line. The line's 8. Then again, since Nick Foles has taken the helm of the Eagles, the line has been completely irrelevant. Like 1,000% in any Eagles game. Just like hasn't made sense and it slid sideways. So, I don't know. I look at it and I think that you think about the way that the Eagles have played since Foles took over. Here's the thing. And I say that not to say that Foles caused all of these, right? But just look at what's happened, right? The offensive line has gotten healthier and they're playing much better. You've got the defensive backs that literally no one had heard of stepping up and playing at a higher level. Defensive line has been playing more inspired football. Golden Tate has been, to use Mike Groh's term, integrated into the offense. I mean, there's a lot of things that you can look at and say, all right, everything's coming together at the right time, in addition to the fact that the quarterback play has been elevated since Nick Foles entered. 610-632-0975. Christopher Stockman tweets back in point three. The Flyers broke the losing streak. Not only will the Phillies get Bryce on Saturday, the Eagles will win. Got my honest $5 bet in, but we not getting Harper, and I'll be out $5 come Sunday. Here's the thing. When it comes to the Phillies, this is how I'm looking at it right now, is that we came in to the offseason with foolish optimism. I mean, we were being ridiculous, talking about how the Phillies are going to get both Harper and Machado. And then we had our hope taken away. There was a while that it looked like the Eagles, or the Phillies rather, wouldn't be getting either Harper or Machado. And now we've started to come back into the realm of at least one of them being a possibility. I'll take it. I'll take that as opposed to not thinking that there's going to be any hope whatsoever that this team was going to be able to land a premier free agent. Now, I'm angry at John Middleton for the same reason that I was angry at Brett Brown for talking about star hunting, because you set up a ridiculous expectation for your fan base, and if you don't get it, then the offseason's a failure according to the fans, and then you can't be like, oh, well, the offseason's not a failure just because we didn't get these guys. We wouldn't normally say that, except you said star hunting, right? Same thing with John Middleton, talking about we're going to spend some money and maybe get a little bit stupid. You see Scott Boras type sitting back there like, that sounds great. And by the way, whatever you thought it was going to cost to get my guy here in Philadelphia, it's going to cost way more than that. So the fact that there's still a chance, the fact that we're still alive in this thing, that holds some weight for me. Let's go to Sean on the cell next on the Fanatic. Hey, Sean.
Hello?
Hey, what's up, Sean?
Hey, my concerns about the Eagles game, make it quick.
Sure.
Are the first and second half defense? Obviously, last game, they saw Maddox jumping on that route, so they started playing a double route. So I want to see that, you know, get fixed and not be messed with. And then at the same time, I also want to see a little, not disguise blitz, but everyone knows we only blitz, what, 18% of the time?
Yeah, it's very, very low. Yep.
So at least show blitz and then do take blitzes every once in a while just to keep that offense honest, because they know we don't blitz, but if we're showing it, you can't play it soft, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah, you just can't just ignore it. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Just shake it up a little bit. And I think the Eagles typically, Sean, haven't done a great job of that this year, but some of the better blitzes that Jim Schwartz has dialed up have been not just straight-up overload blitzes, but they've been disguises or smoke and mirrors stuff. So I'd love to see that against the Saints.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm going to make it quick, and thanks for the call. All right.
You got it, Sean. Bye. Thanks, man. Appreciate it. There you go. Glad Sean could squeeze us in there. That opens up a phone line, 610-632-0975. C-Notes is next on the cell. What's going on, C-Notes?
Hey, what's going on?
How you doing, man?
I'm all right.
Good.
I want to talk about Nick Foles. I can see him having, like, one of them games that we had against the Vikings last year in the championship game.
Sign me up for that. Oh, my
because,
God.
Because the way it looked at last year, you know, they was doubting us against Atlanta, and Atlanta had a nice offense. They kind of like a similar offense to the Saints got this year, and we managed to shut them down. And the way we beat the Bears, we beat the best defense, just like Minnesota last year.
True.
So, I could see Nicky throwing like close to 300, and we'll probably win the game 31-17.
31. So you're really confident. Man, oh, man. Beautiful.
I have a feeling that guy, what's his name, Maddox?
Yep, Avante Maddox.
I have a feeling he might get a pick six in there.
Oh, man. C-Notes. Sign me up for that, brother. I've always wondered that, too. I've always wondered if Asante Samuel. I wonder if Asante Samuel has always been that kind of corner. You know, if he gambled in high school, and then he gambled again in college, and then he made a career of gambling for balls in the NFL over and over and over again. I wonder if Avante Maddox is like that. And Asante Samuel lasted in the league for a long time because of all those interceptions. And nobody really talked about until it was happening in the moment. Nobody really talked about, oh man, Samuel got burned on that route again, blah, blah, blah. Nobody ever talks about that when you think about the guy generating turnovers. I wonder if that's going to be Avante Maddox. Because it sure seems like he's always around the ball. Even if the catches aren't clean and he's not getting the feet in and everything else, it seems like he is always around the ball on defense. I wouldn't mind a pick six at all, but 31-17 from C-Notes. It's a bold call, man. I'm not saying it's wrong because nothing would surprise me with this Eagles team. Literally nothing. Wow. Open phone line, 610-632-0975. Steve in Lehigh Valley is up next on the Fanatic. Good evening, Steve. Steve?
Yeah.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Hey. I think the Eagles are going to do good. I think if you remember the last time, Zach Ertz only had like 15 yards.
Yeah, they shut him down. They really did.
Right. I think he's going to step up, and I think he's going to be a beast to reckon with. I think our young secondary is going to even have a better game this game than they did the Chicago game.
Mm-hmm.
I think, you know, how Rasul Douglas had a couple of those plays in that Dallas game not really fall his way. I think that'll change. I feel really good about it. I feel like the Saints are trying to win for the wrong reasons, where the Eagles, you know, they're just playing for each other.
Why are the Saints trying to win?
Well, you see, they want the coach brings the money, brings the trophy.
Ah.
You know, you should wait. That should be the pot at the end of the rainbow. You shouldn't be worrying about that this early on. It should be about everybody playing together and winning as a team, and that should just be the gift you get when you get to the end.
Yeah, well said, Steve. I hadn't considered that before. Thanks for the phone call, man. Because I didn't know what to think of that. You know, wheeling in the $225,000 and the Lombardi Trophy or whatever. You want this? Win three games. You know, I never thought about that.
By the way, I looked up, because you're asking about Avante Maddox, and you wonder if he had always been that type of do or die, try to jump the route. I'm looking at some of his scouting reports from college, and it doesn't seem like he was that type of player. None of his no one's saying that he's a ride or die type of guy where he's going to get interceptions. I mean, he only had two interceptions this last year in college, so it seems to be a new thing. I'm trying to jump out.
Right.
Maybe it's a confidence thing where he did it a couple times in that first half.
And he thought, pretty good.
And he thought, okay, I can do this. And then it bites him.
Got the Jalen Mills treatment in the second half. Good stuff, D-Train. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. Let's go to Cody in Alabama next on the Fanatic. Cody, you're on the Joe Torti Show.
Hey, how are you, sir?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm doing well. So I just wanted to, you know, the NFL All-22?
Yeah.
You can get on the NFL Game Pass.
Mm-hmm.
So I went back and watched the Saints game from 2013, and I don't know if you remember how cold it was in that game, and obviously they'll be in a dome this Sunday, but I'm actually going to the game. I live in South Alabama, so I'm going to make the four-hour drive Sunday, and
nice.
Me and my girlfriend go spend the weekend there. But so I think, personally, I think as it's the opposite of college, I think a bye week in the NFL actually hurts you more than it does help. And I think because the Eagles are playing, obviously, their best ball right now, arguably, I think that that's going to catch the Saints coming off a, you know, a long 2 weeks of practice. And I think, to me, what I saw in the All-22 game from 2013, the key to me is what's going to happen that first two possessions of the first half.
Sure.
And that first two possessions of the second half. And I'll hang up and listen to you. But the Saints came out, and I don't know if you remember, Drew Brees threw the ball terribly in that first half in 2013. Mm-hmm. And it gave us every opportunity to put that game away, and we just couldn't. So, anyway, I appreciate you taking my call, and I'll hang up.
All right, Cody. Safe travels, man. Appreciate it. I do remember that. I mean, that was the original. Nick Foles left the field with the lead game. It was kind of a sloppy game on both sides, to be honest with you. It was bitter cold, and neither team was throwing the ball all that well. There were some goofy plays both ways, and then the Saints, you know, ultimately were able to nose ahead and come away victorious at the end. But wow, it'd be interesting poetry to get revenge years later in their spot. I mean, there were people, I remember before the Bears game, talking about trying to get revenge for the Fog Bowl by beating the Bears in the playoffs. People have long memories, man. Nobody forgets. Nobody forgets. Phone number to join the conversation is 610-632-0975. Couple of things on the table. First, what's your prediction for the game? How do you think it's going to go? Secondly, what gives you confidence that the team's going to be able to roll with the Saints, be able to hang with them, and not get blown out the way that they did earlier this season? And what are some causes for concern that have you sitting back and thinking that this team might not have the magical ending to this ride that they did last year? What troubles you about the Saints? Chris is going to be up first next, and then it can be you, 610-632-0975. It's the Joe Torti Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, who here could use $10,000? Trey, $10,000?
Oh, I could definitely use $10,000.
Bob Cooney, $10,000? In a heartbeat. Guess what? Xfinity Live Friday morning from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. We'll be doing Philly Pretzel Factory's Double Doink Contest. What does that mean? Well, if you can replicate Cody Parkey's Double Doink, you can win yourself $10,000. But that's not all. Other prizes include a $50 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory for being able to kick a good field goal, a $100 gift card to Philly Pretzel Factory for being able to clank one football off an upright, and for doing the official Cody Parkey Double Doink. Philly Pretzel Factory will give you $10,000 if you can clank a kick off the upright and the goalpost itself, just like Cody Parkey. And also, Xfinity Live will have a bar open for you, so come have a beer with the Fanatic Morning Show starting Friday morning at Xfinity Live. And also, enjoy some fine sampling from Philly Pretzel Factory.
Philadelphia, welcome to Save Yourself with Geico.
You send a congratulatory text to your newly promoted boss, but autocorrect changes it to something unintended.
Oh, no.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect gone horribly wrong, but you could save yourself hundreds by switching your car insurance to Geico.
Yes.
You could save on motorcycle, boat, and RV insurance, too.
Nice.
Plus, the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save on homeowners and renters insurance.
Oh.
While your smartphone's word choice is becoming your biggest problem, you should know Geico Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country.
Okay.
Geico even has a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
Ooh.
And has been helping people save money for over 75 years.
Huh.
And now, all you can do is watch the dot, dot, dot response bubble and wait. But you don't have to wait on savings. Your local Geico agent could help you save even more with federal and military discounts.
You couldn't save yourself from autocorrect, but you could save yourself hundreds with Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office.
Hi, I'm Gary Barbera.
Wait, I'm Gary Barbera.
And
we approve this message.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
New year, new car.
It's Gary Barbera's first sale of the year, and you're invited.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Hello.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Yeah, zero down or from $12,990. That's the lowdown on the lowdown.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Your choice. Zero down or from $12,990. And that's why the stars drive Barbera cars.
Hey, Coach. Tell them about the Philly Philly.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson.
Yo, Coach.
I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
300 Jeeps cheap.
And, of course, there's plenty of easy auto credit. Just come and get it.
Philadelphia's credit connection.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. For 3 decades, I drive Barbera. Now it's your turn.
Hello.
It's Barbera's first sale of the year.
Zero down.
300 Jeeps cheap.
Or from $12,990.
Hey, this is Coach Peterson. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
A slippery bathroom floor can result in expensive hospital bills. So today, I'll show you how to cushion a serious fall by filling your bathroom with thousands of plastic balls. Just nail a piece of plywood across the doorway and dump in 2,000 multicolored plastic balls.
You could try to protect yourself with a bathroom full of plastic balls, or you could get liability coverage through the Geico Insurance Agency. Visit geico.com and see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
This is big. Hurry to Macy's for thousands of markdowns on great styles for you, your family, and your home. Plus, take an extra 20 or 15% off with your Macy's card or pass. And save 50 to 85% on tons of clearance finds in Last Act, where the price you see is the price you pay. This is big. Now through Sunday at Macy's. Savings on original and sale prices exclusions apply. Macy's Star Rewards now offers perks everyone can love no matter how they pay. Sign up for free in-store or at Macy's.com/StarRewards.
French Creek Outfitters in Phoenixville, PA has everything you need for the great outdoors and beyond. Camping gear, kayaks, hunting apparel, or gifts, all the big names, they have them. Great selection of gun safes in stock, and don't worry about how you're going to move it, they deliver. French Creek Outfitters has indoor archery and shooting ranges, too. French Creek Outfitters, located on Route 23, just west of Phoenixville. Shop them online at FrenchCreekOutfitters.com. French Creek Outfitters, why take a chance with anybody else?
And now a message from Puffs Plus Lotion Tissues. Coughing and sneezing aren't the season's worst flaw. It's the ordinary tissues that can leave noses raw. With each little wipe, they can leave noses red. So do your sniffer a favor. Buy Puffs Plus Lotion instead. Puffs have lotion to soothe and are soft on your nose. You'll feel the difference with each of your blows. Especially during cold and flu season, a nose in need deserves Puffs indeed.
Find out where the Dietz and Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz and Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Plymouth Meeting and all of Montgomery County.
975 The Fanatic.
Oh, nicely done by the D-Train. Eagles will be marching into New Orleans. Take on the Saints coming up on Sunday. It's the last game of Wild Card Weekend. Joe Torti show on 97.5 The Fanatic. Or of Divisional Weekend, I should say. As they take on the Saints at 4:40. They'll share the day with the Chargers-Patriots game, which I feel like that's going to be a good game that no one cares about. Like, is that crazy? Like, I feel like it's going to be a really good game. That might be the best game of the weekend. And it gets like the 1 o'clock on Sunday spot. I don't know. Indian KC is that leads off the weekend on Saturday. Then it's Dallas and LA in the night game. Then on Sunday, it's Chargers, Patriots. And then at 4:40, the Eagles take on the Saints on Sunday. I don't know. All I know is I'm locked into that game, the Saints and the Eagles. And I have reason for optimism. Plenty. I've talked about it before. I think the offense is going to be able to keep pace with New Orleans. That's why I think that that's... I don't think that the Eagles are going to get run out of the Superdome. The problem that I have is if the Eagles lose a close game, this is the answer to that second question, is what concerns you and what gives you pause. I'm concerned based on what I saw in the Bears game. I didn't think that the Eagles' clock management was great. I didn't think that their game management was great in that game. In order to look at it and think, all right, if the Saints get an extra possession before the half for some reason, or they have way too much time to score at the end of the game, and the Eagles end up losing by 4 or something like that, is a scenario that I could completely see, because they haven't been excellent in handling those situations this season. It's something small, it's something minute, it's something that people roll their eyes and say, oh, come on, that's what you're worried about in this game. But in the NFL, in the divisional round, it's a razor-thin margin for error, and that could be the difference in the game. 610-632-0975, where do you come down on it? What's your concern? What gives you confidence? What do you think about the game? And let's have some fun the rest of the way here, taking you up until midnight. Let's go to Chris in Overbrook next on The Fanatic. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Good. I'm right outside of Larry's Steaks. I'm about to go inside and get a cheesesteak, man.
Nice. Beautiful.
Yeah, it's the best. Let me tell you something. The reason that we're going to win on Sunday is because Nick Foles is way better than Carson Wentz, and he always will be.
No, he's not playing Carson Wentz, right? He's playing Drew Brees, so it doesn't really matter how good he is relative to Carson Wentz.
Nick Foles is the best quarterback we ever had. Number two is Sixers are going to be the best team in the East, after we get one starter and two bench players, we got to keep Ben Simmons.
Who are we looking for? Who's the starter and who are the bench players? What helps?
We need to get John Wall after he gets healthy, and we're going to the playoffs, and we need to get somebody like Avery Bradley up in here to give us some kind of fortitude on the defensive end of the ball, man.
All right, Chris. Thanks for the phone call. Going to keep Ben? But you got to get John Wall. Nick Foles is the best quarterback that we've ever had. I'm learning a lot of stuff today that I didn't know before.
Elton Brand should hire this guy. I mean, that was all sounds like a great idea.
Sounds like a great plan. Yeah, I'm an Avery Bradley guy. Yeah, sure. Why not? Just get him. But don't trade anybody though. I don't know. Is that a Carson Wentz troll call? Trying to get. You know, my thoughts on Wentz are known. People trying to get me agitated. 27 minutes left in the show. People trying to get me angry. Joke's on you. I've been doing that meditation stuff. All right. I've gotten home after these shows and been so fired up at people's just resistance to facts and stuff like that, and logic and reason, that I haven't been able to sleep. But I found myself those guided sleep meditations on YouTube. I've started to mellow out. I've just started to let it go, man. I can give you all the stats and all the reasons and all of the logic behind why Carson Wentz should still be the plan for the Eagles. I can get into all that. But if you're just going to give me that, you know, not only is Nick Foles way better than Carson Wentz, so they're going to beat the Saints, and he's the best quarterback that the Eagles have ever had, I just don't think that we're going to make a whole lot of progress in a fact or you know, logic-based
argument. So get your facts straight.
I don't think we're going to be able to do that.
I got to do a better job.
I agree. I need to do a better job. Let's go to Bryant in Philly next on The Fanatic. What's up, Bryant?
Hey, how's your night going?
So far, so good, man. How about you?
It's pretty good. Just got off of work on my way home.
Oh, good, man. Awesome.
I'm feeling optimistic about this Saints-Eagles game. I think the Bears defense make a stop when they need it. Put the score at about 31 for the Eagles, maybe 24 for the Saints.
Okay.
I really think the defense definitely get that stop like they did last game.
Yeah, man, that'd be beautiful. So it sounds like that's kind of a rare stop, though. If you have it being a high-scoring game, it's the Eagles not getting many stops, but maybe that one stop that they need right at the very end.
Yeah, just that's the needed stop they need. I think the defense definitely going to come through, you know. And on to the NFC Championship game and beyond. I think it's going to be a rematch from last year with the same result.
Really? So you have Eagles Patriots again? Same result. How about that? Thanks for the phone call, man. Appreciate it. Get home safely. How about that? Well, I got to tell you, there's not a whole lot of people that I've seen at the national level picking the Eagles. I don't think I've seen more than three people who talk about football on TV for a living picking the Patriots. There's a lot of talk about how that team's done and they don't have anything left and Tom Brady's cooked and everything else. And yet the team quietly keeps winning. 610-632-0975. Not unlike the Eagles. By the way, there's an interesting article on NFL.com rather by Bucky Brooks. And you can't miss it. Because it's the central article on NFL.com. Literally, as soon as you go on the page, it's a big picture of Nick Foles and Carson Wentz. And here's the money. The money line, it says, right? Philadelphia's front office doesn't want to have this debate, but the Eagles must decide this offseason whether they want a winning quarterback or a franchise quarterback going forward. Deliberately incendiary language. Because the implication is, do you want a winning quarterback or a losing quarterback? And you create this dichotomy by saying, do you want a winning quarterback or a franchise quarterback? I've got concerns about that.
Barack, you got to get on the Wentz wagon.
It's like he doesn't win games. That's what it is. It's like people pointed this out, right? When I say that Carson Wentz has finished a 16-game season, people point to me and say, Joe, he's only done that once. And I say, okay. And then I say, well, they say that Carson Wentz didn't play well this season. And I say, well, first of all, I don't agree. But second of all, if you're looking at wins and losses, he's only done that once. He's only had the bad, quote-unquote, bad season once out of 3 years. So if you're going to point to me and say, oh, he only finished 16-game season once, and I tell you that the Eagles didn't play well under Carson Wentz once, I don't know. I thought they played pretty well even his rookie year when there were no wide receivers to speak of, and last year was a dream. 610-632-0975 is your phone number to join the conversation. But it's not just that. It's actually very deep and in-depth. It's a kind of a lengthier article. Totally. I mean, it talks, kind of goes around the playoff field. But there's a lot regarding Carson Wentz and Nick Foles. And I would recommend it. I would recommend checking it out. I would recommend consuming everything that you can about the Eagles right now. Because it's obviously a great time to be a fan. With them heading into the divisional round against New Orleans, we're taking your predictions. We're taking your reactions still to the Bears game and what that means for the Eagles going into the Saints game. We've talked about the double doink, the divine intervention stepping in, and a couple of questions are on the table in addition to the standard, you know, what's your prediction, right? First question is, what gives you confidence that the Eagles are going to be able to do some damage in New Orleans and maybe even win that game? Mine, like I said, is that I have faith in the Eagles offense to be able to hang with New Orleans. I think despite the fact that the Saints have all of these weapons, there's only one football, and the Eagles can move that same football just as effectively as the Saints can. Area of concern. Where do you think that the Eagles might stumble a little bit? clock management, game management. That's something for me that I think is going to be a huge deal in this game. And if the Eagles don't do it well, it could end up being the difference. We're going to get more of your phone calls next. Your phone calls plus one more thing. It's the Joe Torty Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Joe Torty on 97.5 The Fanatic. Join the Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey in the morning, Friday, February 1st, for Philly's inaugural Super Whole Weekend and tailgate party at the Met Philly. Then Uber or Lyft over to Delilah's Gentleman's Club and Steakhouse for the official Super Whole After Party. Yes. Trey Thomas keeps the party going with drinks, food, and the most beautiful women celebrating Super Whole Weekend. Take the day off and join 97.5 The Fanatic at Super Whole at the Met. Then keep the fun going at the official After Party at Delilah's with 97.5 The Fanatic.
The Snow Country Ski Report is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire.
Leif Erickson with your Fanatic Ski Report. Visit Trane.com to find a local heating and air conditioning dealer near you. With temps feeling more like January late this week, the snow guns fire up again at nearby mountains to keep building the bases we already have and to open new trails as well. At northern locales, several snowfalls this week means powder days are a way of life lately. Big Boulder lights on till 9 with 11 runs. Elk Mountain 14 trails all abilities. Ski Big Bear over 80% open with Gore Mountain skiing 18 miles of terrain, 4 inches of fresh snow yesterday. Killington over 100 runs and 5 inches of midweek snow.
What good is making more memories if you're the only one who will remember them? Come together at Killington this winter. The more friends, the merrier. Save up to 40% on lift tickets when you purchase in advance at Killington.com.
More at snowcountry.com. Leif Erickson with the 97.5 The Fanatic.
Texting and rules for recurring marketing messages sent via automatic text message. Terms and conditions at textrules.us. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you have a passion for fitness? What if you could help people live healthier and stronger lives while building a money-making career for yourself? Well, now you can. The ISSA's Personal Trainer Certification Program is the first step to becoming a personal trainer or even becoming a gym owner. And for a limited time, the ISSA is letting you get started on the number one rated certification program absolutely free. That's right, free. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special link and get started on your certification free. With over 300,000 certification students in 91 countries, ISSA is number one around the world. Being ISSA certified equals success. And ISSA certification means access to great job opportunities, ranging from the best gyms to top sports teams. Just text TRAINER to 246810 now to get your special Get Started link free. Don't wait another day to start your career in fitness. Just text TRAINER to 246810 right now to get started with your ISSA certification for free. Text the word TRAINER to 246810.
Today, business happens here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for the only $5 meal worthy of your appetite? Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal. Our classic Junior Bacon Cheeseburger is now bigger. With double the fresh never frozen beef and double the Applewood smoked bacon, there's nothing junior about it except the price. Wendy's Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal comes with nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Get the $5 Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger Meal at Wendy's. Giant meal, junior price.
At participating Wendy's for a limited time. Fresh beef available in the contiguous U.S., Alaska, and Canada.
The winter nights are long and cold, so come and warm up at Creekside Cabaret, Montgomery County's premier destination for upscale adult entertainment. Come out and watch the pay-per-view fights of the UFC and boxing live at Creekside Cabaret on Saturday, January 19th and Saturday, January 26th. Two great fight nights you won't want to miss. To see more, check out Creekside Cabaret's online calendar to find out about all of their featured performers and other awesome events. Having a guys' night out? Creekside Cabaret is your bachelor party headquarters with a full bar and VIP bottle service always available. You can even start your night off right with Creekside Cabaret's Hotter Happy Hour from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. for great times and great specials, including $2 domestic beers, $3 imports, and $3 mixed drinks. Only at Creekside Cabaret, open every Tuesday through Saturday from 4 p.m. to 2 a.m. at Montgomery County's only True Gentlemen's Club, 3225 Advanced Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield. On-
online at creeksidecabaret.com.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues.
Marin County's only true gentleman's club, 3225 Advanced Lane, right off 309 in Hatfield, online at creeksidecabaret.com.
This is Pat Callahan inviting you to join Joe Torti and me for season 17 of This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, Joe and I will dig into the biggest NFL topics, preview the week's slate of games, and debate the gridiron issues that matter to you. Of course, each week we'll focus on the defending champs and check out the Birds matchup, including key injuries, personnel matchups, and keep tabs on the most watched quarterback non-rivalry ever. South Palantonio returns at 11 a.m. each week with his unique and insightful take on the champs and the Shield, including the weekly top five. Chris Harris of HarrisFootball.com checks in every Saturday with most of your fantasy answers. It's me versus Joey Bags in the dreaded pick segment. And we will look back at past Eagle and NFL greats and ask, where are they now? So be sure to join Joe Torti and me for some old school football talk every Saturday at 10 a.m. on your definitive source for all things Birds and NFL. It's This Week in Pro Football right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatics, Farzetta and Trey are hosting Super Whole Weekend. Friday, February 1st at the Met Philadelphia. Go to 97.5thefanatic.com and download free tickets to the event. That day's entertainment will be powered by All Around Entertainment, Philly's premier entertainment company serving the tri-state area. Find them at allaroundentertainment.com or at 215-354-0124. Update your Fanatic app. We've updated ours. Update yours. 97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back. Joe Torti Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. It is the final segment. Dylan McKinnon is producing this evening. Taking you up until midnight. Callers dropped off, by the way. So if you want to get one more call in, you have the opportunity to before we say bye-bye, 610-632-0975. Let's take a look at the computer simulations of the Eagles-Saints game. Right now, the Eagles are 8-point underdogs according to this spread. And oddshark.com, which is, you know, where I go for all of my computer simulations and stuff like that, has typically been pretty strong. Has New Orleans winning 26-20, which means New Orleans wins, Philadelphia covers, and the total goes under. It's worth noting that the Saints are undefeated in home playoff games under Sean Payton. And New Orleans is well rested and everything else, but I just can't help but notice the way that the Saints have been playing recently relative to the way that the Eagles have been playing recently. I mean, the Eagles actually ended up with a better passing offense. Rushing offense solidly in the Saints' favor. But time of possession, number of plays, all that kind of stuff, that all favors the Eagles. The problem is that the Saints' home offense is averaging 34 points per game. And on the road, Philadelphia's offense is averaging 22 points a game. That's a big spread. There's a big difference between those two numbers. And it is an area of concern. We're waiting for more information. Technically, Mike Wallace is now questionable against the Saints. So there's a possibility that he gives it a go. You wonder how effective he could possibly be missing the entire season, a speed wide receiver with that injury, the broken leg and the ankle and everything else. You wonder how effective he could be. But if he's able to come in and help, who knows? On the Saints side, of course, they have their laundry list of injuries. Bushrod is questionable, the tackle. Warford, the guard, is questionable. Armstead, the tackle, is questionable. So, you know what? There's a lot of injuries on that offensive line. Maybe that's an area where the Eagles could really get after it and make an impact on the game. I do know this. As confident as I am that the Eagles will be able to keep pace with the Saints, and I am. I don't see this game getting out of hand for any reason. But despite that, if you do let Drew Brees just sit back in a protected pocket, make one or two slides and deliver the football, that's not a winning formula for the Eagles. I don't think that that's the way that the Eagles should be able, or should target, I should say, to make their bones against New Orleans. Also, by the way, we to put a finishing bow on where we were, the Flyers able to come up with the 2-1 win after what looked like it was going to be a an interesting finish to the game. Jamie Benn scores and everything else. But we were able to breathe, relax. The Flyers snapped their 8-game winless streak with a 2-1 win over the Dallas Stars. Took a couple of Flyers calls before we headed into the Eagles. And that carried us up until this point where we are right now. So that is pretty much how we got here. Okay, it is time for one more thing, and we can get a phone call or two in as well if we have the opportunity here. But one more thing today, not the best news, actually. It's a kind of a bummer if you're a sports fan, beyond just like the standard four sports. And if you don't, I'll try to paint it broad strokes for you. Andy Murray is a tennis player who is a British former world number one. And he's been a guy who has been a part of the big four of tennis for this generation of tennis fans. So the big four, in whatever order they happen to be in, Novak Djokovic, Roger Federer, Rafael Nadal, and Andy Murray, that's has been the big four. And he's been battling injuries. He's actually constantly battled injuries for his entire career. Andy Murray had a press conference to tell everybody that his hip is really not great. He had to actually leave the press conference in the middle of it because he was so emotional. Comes back, said that for 20 months he's been in pain. Long story short, Andy Murray will not be continuing on the pro tennis tour for very much longer. He hopes that he'll be able to get back to Wimbledon. Obviously, the Englishman wants to finish up there. But he doesn't think that he's going to be able to do that. He thinks that the Australian Open, which is before Wimbledon, it might be the last one. He said the pain's too much. He doesn't want to continue. If he plays the Australian Open, he would have to play through the pain to get to Wimbledon for another 4 or 5 months. So, he doesn't. It looks like his career is going to be coming to an end. He's ruled out playing as a doubles tennis player. Who cares if you're not a big tennis fan? Fine, that's okay. But Andy Murray's been at the level to which it's noteworthy if the guy retires, and it's a bummer. Like if you see a golfer or a curler or a cricket player who's been one of the best in the world for a long time, see them reach the end of their career, it's at least noteworthy. So Andy Murray's out.
That's sad because it ruins one of the best running jokes in tennis. Is he Scottish or is he British?
Right.
That's always a thing. If he's winning, they claim him as British. But when he's losing, they say, oh, that guy's just Scott. That's why he's losing.
That's good insider tennis knowledge by you, D-Train. That's absolutely right. 610-632-0975. Let's close out the show with John on the Fanatic. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, Joe. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, brother.
Like the previous call a little while ago, come home from work, I usually turn you guys on whenever I can get a chance to. I have to kind of disagree with something that you said. You said that the Chargers and the Patriots game is going to be the most exciting for you.
Yeah, it might be the best. Might be the best game.
I think that one's going to be a dud, brother.
Really?
I mean, the Chargers, bro, I understand, and I'm happy for Philip Rivers getting this far. But can anybody pull it off? You know what I'm saying?
I picked against them last week. They've been living this charmed life for like 2 months. It's hard for me to say it's going to stop.
I mean, look, anybody could win in the NFL, right? It's one and done. No huge sample size. I just feel like he's like a Matt Ryan, bro. He can't punch that ticket. For some reason. Now, I'm not saying I actually like the Patriots, but I'm not going to say that they're playing pretty good this year. Tom's getting old. Sony Michel's, I don't know who they got. You don't really need anybody when you got Tom Brady as a quarterback.
Yeah, that's the truth, John. Everybody's been finding that out. I'm sorry, we're going to get one more call in, John. But thanks for the phone call. I appreciate you listening. Drive home from work safely. Let's go to Mo in Richboro next on the Fanatic. What's up, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Joe?
How you doing, man?
Hey, I'm good. So I just want to say I appreciate you saying something about Andy Murray. I heard the news earlier today, and yeah, like, we're all 4-for-4 here in Philly, but you're right, he's one of the top of all time, and it is a shame. Hopefully he gets back to Wimbledon and finishes when he's at home, and at the end of the day, yeah, it's a shame, but go Birds.
All right, Mo, thanks for calling in, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, look, here's the thing. If you look at Andy Murray, and you can take this however way you want to, he might be the best British athlete of all time, period. Like, it's something that we need to consider. So if that was going to happen, if it's the best German athlete, if it's the best American athlete, whatever, and he's going to stop doing whatever he's doing, it's worth talking about. Thanks to everybody who called and tweeted in. Really appreciated your guys' contribution. And girls, of course, everybody who called in really appreciated everything that you added to the show. Thank you very much to the D-Train, Dylan McKinnon, for doing a tremendous job, as always, despite the technical problems that conspire to derail the show. I knew we were in good hands with the D-Train. Until next time, Joe Torti, IA, will not talk to you tomorrow. I'll be at a wedding. But I will be back on the air Saturday morning for This Week in Pro Football with Pat Callahan. We're going to hear from Sal Palantonio earlier. We're going to hear from Sal during the 9 o'clock hour. So all kinds of good stuff on tap for Saturday. I'm looking forward to talking to you then. This has been Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic. Good night, everybody.
Joe Torti on 97.5 The Fanatic.
That matters.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.